Mary Wilson of The Supreme.
He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex like of darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I am your host, Savoir Faire, bringing you another hour of some of the best music from the 1980s. As usual, we'll start with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. May 13th, 1983, the Smiths released their debut single, which would reach number 3 on the UK independent chart. Name the song. You can catch the answer to the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week at the end of the show. However, feel free to text the answer to the station at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I will be monitoring it live for the next hour. I also post the Squid Pod 80s trivia question on Twitter at Squid Pod Radio, so feel free to reply to the tweet. Starting tonight's show in the mountains with Prince and the Revolution.
Once upon a time,
situation. Moving through the doorway of a nation. Pick me up and shake the doubt. Baby, I can't do without. Don't mess around. You bring me down. How you get about? Don't make sense. Smooth out. I remember only for an hour. Move right through me. Can you feel the power?
Try to forget it all and think about another one. There's no question that a single instrument can sound beautiful, but place it next to a different yet equally beautiful one, and the result can be magical. It's like the harmonies created in a diverse neighborhood where folks from different religious, racial, and cultural backgrounds all lend their own unique tone to the community voice and community spirit. Diversity promotes a greater sense of engagement. It lessens racial stereotypes. It better prepares our children for the global community they will inhabit. In fact, neighborhood diversity doesn't just sound good. It sounds great. To better understand the benefits of diversity, log on to aricherlife.org. That's www.aricherlife.org. A message brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance in celebration of the 40th anniversary of the Fair Housing Act.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, 91.5 FM WMFO. We began tonight's show with Prince and the Revolution and the track Mountains from the film Under the Cherry Moon from 1986. The film was directed by Prince and it turned out to be a flop, but the soundtrack went platinum. Brian Ice, whose real name is Fabrizio Rizzolo, followed with some Italo disco. We listened to Walking Away from 1989. Yazoo was in there with Situation from their 1982 debut, Upstairs at Eric's. The album is named after producer Eric Radcliffe's house where the album was recorded. Yazoo was signed to Mute Records, who licensed them as Yaz to Sire Records in the US. Their success is amazing considering that they only released two albums and four singles over their short career. Peter Godwin gave us Babies in the Mountains from his 1983 release, Correspondence. We then heard from Susie and the Banshees and the song Dazzle from their 1984 album, Hyena. Hyena is a hyena, but I'm assuming that's how the Brits pronounce and spell it, H-Y-A-E-N-A. Susie Sue celebrates her 65th birthday today. The Fix closed out the first set with Red Skies from their 1982 debut, Shuttered Room. Kicking off the next set with the Jesus and Mary Chain here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
The clothes. Thank you. my room, I'm alone in my room, and maybe staying here for just a while. And in my casket, I'm alone in my gloom, and maybe staying here for a while. Oh, can't you see, light is only in your eyes. Would I be guilty, oh, would I be? The sound you bring is an antiquated thing, so please don't look to me for guidance. Charlotte, Anne, I do understand. Charlotte, Anne, I do understand. Charlotte, Anne, I do understand. Now stick with me and I'll betray you. For should I lose my bad depression, my splendid art I will betray you.
That's going to do it for the Squid Pod, folks. Hope you enjoyed my look back at the 80s. Be sure to join me here next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp when we do it all over again. In the meantime, let's answer tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question of the week, which is May 13th, 1983, the Smiths released their debut single, which would reach number 3 on the UK independent chart. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question is Hand in Glove. A remixed version was released on their self-titled debut album in 1984. The Smiths asked UK 60s artist Sandy Shaw to cover it. Morrissey was a big fan of hers, and her version went to number 1 on the UK indie chart. The single's cover features a photo of George O'Mara and taken from Margaret Walter's The Nude Male. The Smiths were going for shock value, but it's also appropriate given the second lyric in the song, "The sun shines out of our behinds." The last set started with the Jesus and Mary Chain and On the Wall from their 1988 compilation, Barbed Wire Kisses, B-Sides and More. From Athens, Georgia, we listened to Pylon and the track Crazy from 1983's Chomp. The Cure followed with Primary from their fourth album, Faith, released in 1981. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark sent us Messages from their 1980 self-titled debut. Hall & Oates gave us Your Imagination from 1981's Private Eyes, and Julian Cope finished the set with Charlotte Ann from his 1988 release, My Nation Underground. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as well. I'll leave you with the answer to tonight's SquidPod 80s trivia question. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the SquidPod, hosted by Savoir Faire. on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.